Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. As you may know, we have been going through a series of programs on the Sabbath, and we haven't found any reference in the Bible, Old or the New Testament, where the Sabbath was changed to Sunday, not even a hint. In the last two programs on the Sabbath, we looked at the eight places in the New Testament where the first day of the week is mentioned and found nothing that even indicated that we at this time should go to church on Sunday and disregard the Sabbath. And you should think about that, what God commands and demands you to do, for you will have to answer for what you do or for what you don't do. Now today we want to look at the example of Paul, and the example we will be looking at of Paul here was 20, 30, 35 years after the crucifixion. And if the Sabbath had been done away with, you would think that Paul would have had every reason to command the Gentiles and so on that, hey, you don't have to keep the Sabbath anymore. It's been done away with. But let's look and see if Paul kept the Sabbath. Let's begin here in Acts 13, beginning in verse 14. But when they departed from Perga, they came to Antioch and Pisidia and went into the synagogues on the Sabbath day and sat down. And after the reading of the law and the prophets, the rulers of the synagogue sent to them, saying, You men and brethren, if you have any work or exhortation for the people, say on. Then Paul stood up and spoke, preaching Christ to them. And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that those words might be preached to them again the next Sabbath. Since Paul was here preaching the grace of Christ, you can read that in verse 43, this was his opportunity to straighten those Gentiles out and explain that the Sabbath was done away. Why should he wait a whole week in order to preach to the Gentiles on the next Sabbath? If the day had now been changed to Sunday, why did not Paul say to them, well, we don't have to wait a whole week. We can just come back tomorrow, which is Sunday. And that's the proper day that services should be held. He could have said that to them, but no, he didn't, did he? Now notice what he did do. And the next Sabbath day, Paul came, and almost the whole city came to hear the word of God. Here Paul waited a whole week, passing up a Sunday in order to preach to the Gentiles on the next Sabbath. Passed up a whole week, waited a whole week until he could teach the Gentiles again on the Sabbath. Now notice in Acts 15, study this whole passage carefully. Certain men had come down from Judea to Antioch, teaching that the Gentile converts there must be circumcised and keep the law of Moses to be saved. Quite a dissension arose between them, so it was decided that Paul and Barnabas should go to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. Now at the conference at Jerusalem, James gave the decision. Wherefore my sentence is, he pronounced, verses 19 through 21, that we write unto them that they abstain from pollutions of idols and from fornication and from things strangled and from blood. He did not say that they should not keep the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments were not in question, but it was circumcision in question. Acts 15 and verse 1, which was an altogether different law than the Ten Commandments. But why write this sentence to them? Now notice it. For Moses of old time has in every city them that preach him, being read in the synagogue every Sabbath day. Yes, every Sabbath day. Do you see it? Judaizing preachers were reading the law of Moses and teaching people in the synagogues every Sabbath day. The apostles were writing this decision concerning the law of Moses because Gentile converts were going to church on the Sabbath day and would hear this false teaching. In order to counteract it and protect the Gentiles from it, the written message was sent. It shows that the Gentile converts had started keeping the Sabbath day and went to church on that day, and the apostle's letter did not reprove them for this Sabbath keeping or even mention it. This is very significant, since Gentiles had never kept this Sabbath, or had never kept any Sabbath for that matter. Therefore, it is something that these Gentiles had started doing after they were converted under the teaching of Paul and Barnabas. Now notice in Acts 16, beginning in verse 12, Here we find Paul and Silas at Philippi. And we were in the city abiding certain days, and on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat down and spoke unto the women which resorted there. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple, of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, and when she was baptized. Here again Paul and his companions waited until the Sabbath, and then went to a place of worship, and preached, and this woman, probably was a Gentile, was converted. The passage indicates that it was the custom to meet there on the Sabbath, and that it was custom for Paul and his companion to go to a place of prayer and worship when the Sabbath day came. Notice in Acts 18, beginning in verse 1 through 11. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila and his wife Priscilla, and came unto them, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and worked. For by their occupation they were tent makers, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath, and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. Yes, Paul still keeping the Sabbath here many, many years after the crucifixion. If we could find one text in the New Testament giving a strong authority for Sunday observance as this one does for Sabbath keeping, we should certainly have Bible authority for it. Here Paul worked weekdays, but went to church and taught Gentiles as well as Jews every Sabbath. Now the commandment says, 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, just as much as it says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. There is just as much command to work 6 days as there is to rest on the seventh. And so if the day had been changed, Paul would have had to work on the Sabbaths in order to go to church and preach every Sunday. But here he worked weekdays and went to church and preached every Sabbath, not just on one particular occasion. It says every Sabbath he preached Christ and the gospel of the kingdom. And when the Jews became offended and blasphemed, he turned away from the Jews altogether, and from then on preached to the Gentiles only. You read that in verse 6. And he continued there 1 year and 6 months, verse 11, working weekdays, preaching to Gentiles only every Sabbath. What more conclusive proof could there be? Could we desire, my friends? What stronger Bible evidence than this as to what day the true Sabbath is of the New Testament? For 1.5 years, Paul continued working weekdays, 6 days, including Sunday, and preaching to Gentiles exclusively every Sabbath. Certainly it was his custom and manner. Certainly he could not have done this had the Sabbath been done away or changed. To these Gentiles born at Corinth, Paul commanded, be you followers of me, even as I am also a follower of Jesus Christ. You can read that in 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 1. And Paul, as his manner was, went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath day reasoned with them out of the Scriptures. Acts 17 and 2, you can read that. It was his manner, his custom, as we have seen by ample evidence showing a total of 84 different Sabbaths Paul is shown specifically to have kept. Did he follow Jesus in this? Why, certainly. Jesus, as his custom was, went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. You can read that in Luke 4:16. It was Jesus' custom. Paul followed him and commanded the Gentile converts to follow him as he followed Christ. The question for us today is, are we willing to follow in his steps? Jesus came to set us an example that we should follow in his steps. Now, if we, like Paul, are crucified with Christ, and he lives his life in us, and we are living in Christ, Christ in us will still be keeping the Sabbath, because Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to read you some quotes from religious leaders down through the years, my friends, what they have said about the Sabbath. We observe Sunday instead of Saturday because a Catholic church in the Council of Laodicea, A.D. 336, transferred the solemnity from Saturday to Sunday. The Convert Catholic Catechism of Catholic Doctrine, 2nd edition, page 50. Is there any command in the New Testament to change the day of weekly rest from Saturday to Sunday? None. Manual of Christian Doctrine, Protestant Episcopal, page 127. It is quite clear that however rigidly or devoutly we may spend Sunday, we are not keeping the Sabbath. The Sabbath was founded on a specific divine command. We can place no such command on the obligation to observe Sunday. There is not a single sentence in the New Testament to suggest that we incur any penalty by violating the supposed sanctity of Sunday. Dr. R.W. Dale, Congregationalist, in his book, Ten Commandments, pages 127 through 129. The observance of the Lord's Day, Sunday, as it is commonly called, is founded not on any command of God, but on the authority of the Church. Augsburg, Confession of Faith, Lutheran. Were we told in Scripture to keep the first day at all? We are commanded to keep the seventh, but we are nowhere commanded to keep the first day. The reason why we keep the first day of the week holy instead of the seventh is for the same reason that we observe many other things, not because the Bible, but the Church has enjoined it. Minister Isaac Williams, Church of England, in his Plain Sermons on Catechism, Volume 1, pages 334 through 336. There was and is a command to keep holy the Sabbath day, but the Sabbath day was not Sunday. It will be said, however, and with some show of triumph, that the Sabbath was transferred from the seventh to the first day of the week, with all its duties, privileges, and sanctions. Earnestly desiring information on this subject, which I have studied for many years, I ask, where can the record of such a transaction be found? Not in the New Testament, absolutely not. There is no scriptural evidence of the change of the Sabbath institution from the seventh day to the first day of the week. Dr. Edward T. Hiscock, author of the Baptist Manual. Unquestionably, the first law, either ecclesiastical or civil, by which the sabbatical observance of this day, of that day, is known to have been ordained, is the Edict of Constantine, 321 A.D., Chambers Encyclopedia, 1882 edition, Volume 8, page 401, Art Sabbath. You may read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you will not find a single line authorizing the sanctification of Sunday. The Scriptures enforce the religious observance of Saturday, a day which we never sanctify. Cardinal Gibbons, Catholic, in his book, The Faith of Our Fathers, page 111. Sunday observance is a product of paganism. It found its way into the Christian church many years after the original apostles died. At that time, Sunday was a rest day of the pagan Roman Empire in which the proper religion was Marathism, a form of sun worship. Well, my friends, if you'd like to know more about this important topic, and if you'd like to begin to obey your Creator and quit trampling on His law, quit trampling on His holy time, we invite you to request our free booklets, and they are free. Free booklets, Delight in the Sabbath, and the Sabbath, a Prophecy of Eternal Life. And another book that you may want to request and you need to read, Why Do You Observe Sunday? You need those booklets if you are concerned about obeying your Creator and your God. And all you have to do to request those booklets is just dial toll-free 1-800-611-8080. That's 1-800-611-8080. And as for our free booklets, Delight in the Sabbath and the Sabbath, a Prophecy of Eternal Life, and Why Do You Observe Sunday? You need those booklets, my friends. If you're concerned about obeying God, if you want to do what's right and pleasing to God and quit trampling on His holy time, you need those booklets, and you need to make your own study. This is five programs that I've made on the Sabbath, and we've given you ample proof that Sunday is not the Sabbath, that the seventh day, Saturday, is still the Sabbath. It has been, and always will be. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.